Reporting in Wrangell, this is Lisa Fu. Success came to Wrangell in 2007 in the form of a marine travel lift. The city-owned haul-out brought commerce to local businesses. Wrangell's travel lift celebrated its one-year anniversary in November.
You know, our first year, we didn't really have a clue what we were going to do as far as how many boats we're going to haul out. You know, so we had 30 in the yard back then from the Northland Services pulling vessels, so we figured we'd probably double that mark. So we shot for 60 boats the first year, and today actually happens to be number 160. So we've had quite a year, a lot more boats than we anticipated. I think we all knew it had a lot of potential and would bring a lot of vessels. We just didn't know how many.
This boom to Wrangell businesses was offset by the canceled sailings of the Empress of the North. The 360-foot sternwheeler hit a reef in early May, causing the cruise ship to be out of commission until mid-July. With the Empress being Wrangell's largest cruise ship for the 2007 season, the lack of tourists affected local businesses. The first half of 2007 was muddled with conflicts between the City Council and Wrangell Seafoods. The community was exposed to endless discussions regarding preferred shares, loan packages, an intercreditor agreement, and delinquent accounts. This was highlighted by a four-hour city council meeting during which 40 members of the public spoke during persons to be heard. Despite controversy, the seafood processor operated successfully during the 2007 fishing season. In October, the community voted yes to have the city sell W-size promissory note. In 2007, Wrangell continued its journey to become a borough, vying for a parcel of land that overlapped with the annexation petition of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. In November, the Local Boundary Commission held its decisional meeting.
I move that the Local Boundary Commission approve the petition for incorporation of the City and Borough of Wrangell, a unified home rule municipality, as submitted by the petitioners, and includes the 109-square-mile area of Western Cleveland Peninsula, including Myers Chuck and Union Bay.
Also in 2007, the city made major strides in several projects. In August, the Department of Environmental Conservation began the long-awaited cleanup of Wrangell's Institute property. Phase one of the cleanup, excavation and stockpiling, was wrapped up early this winter. Heritage Harbor officially opened its stalls to boats in early October. And the public coal storage facility made its presence known in downtown Wrangell. Through a series of meetings, the coal storage committee made some changes to the original plan. The refrigerant was switched from Freon to ammonia, and a sprinkler system was added. Due to delays and change orders, substantial completion is not scheduled until early in the new year. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.